We are here at the house of the director of the Regional Center for Diversity, Gender, Peace and Rights, and we are here with its founder, and this is Dr. Baldris Bedri, who has been building up this type of work in Sudan for quite some time. She comes from a long line of educators. Her father actually founded the Afad University for Women in Khartoum, in Omdurman, it's an area very close to Khartoum, in 1966. And Dr. Bedri, it has been such a pleasure to get to know you and your staff and some of your students over the past 3 days that I have been here on a visit from NORAD. NORAD is the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, which is a partner with your institute. And I would like to ask you, how has your background, coming from a liberal Sudanese family, a family of educators, an academic family, how has this helped you in shaping the work and the program that you are in charge of at your institute?
Well, actually, that helped me because I became a believer that women are leaders for change and transformation, and I wanted to build a critical mass of activists, of change agents, and of solid academicians. And this critical mass, when it is built, then we could have its impact, whether quick outputs of graduates and research results, or long-term impact of changes in these girls' lives, and then they are going to change the lives of their current families and future families. So investing in women and investing in girls is the best investment. And for that reason, I dedicated my life and myself to do this. And it is my belief that universities are forces of change. And they are not just to graduate people for the market. The market is important, but it is what is more important is the university role as forces for change, for bringing in new values, new principles, for co-sharing. When we co-share knowledge, we are co-sharing values. We are building a global, a strong community of people. And this is how I believe that when we linked with NORAD, and we are thankful to their help, and when we build relationships with other different, let us put it, I wouldn't call them donors, I will call them partners. And when we build this relationship and when we come to know them in person and also within the region, that is why I concentrated that it should be regional, because we don't want it to be just a north-south relationships. What is important also is a south-south relationship. And we have to learn, and this way, I am a believer in women's solidarity. Wherever there is women's solidarity, then we are going to create change, because I believe that the plight or the problems which women face are worldwide. It is international. It is similar. And maybe some others are ahead of us. But we will also reach to that through solidarity and through learning with each other. This is the reason why we thought that NORAD will help us in this. And we are fortunate that when the Norwegians are believers in this feminist goals, in equality, and in freedom, and in justice. And they are not only believers, but they are, let us say, amongst number one in their achievements in this aspect. So being held by the Norwegians will always make us think of the model ahead of us, to think that we put it in our studies and things like that. These are the achievers in low maternal mortality, in high parliamentary representation, in high education. So our people, they should think that it could be done.
And you have, as one of your students, currently, you have a member of parliament. She was elected in 2010, and there are 25% women in the Sudanese parliament, which is quite an achievement. So how is your institute equipping her and maybe other members of parliament? I heard from her that she had been asked by other female members of parliament that they would also like to go to your institute. So how are you preparing them to create gender-sensitive laws and policies in Sudan?
You see, this is the interlink between our civic engagement activities of public lectures and things like that and recruiting students. And yes, we focus on this category of both the executive and the legislative body. And we think that necessary change would come from these two categories, because they are the executive are the implementers, and we have got six now in different positions in ministries. And in the legislative body, yes, unless we target them, then they will not be the change agents for change in legislations, which the women movement would like to have. Looking at policies, which the women movement would like to change policies, looking at budgets, and which the women movement would like to see that unless there are budgets and resources, then nothing is going to be achieved for the development of women and empowerment.
And what are some of the reactions that you are getting from men in Sudanese society, from colleagues at the university, from the media, from politicians? What are they saying?
You see, there is a diversity. There are allies. There are people who just ignore what we are doing. And then there are people who are in opposition. They think that, the opposition basically is from an Islamic discourse. They think that we are bringing something which is anti-Islam. So some of those in opposition are having this kind of discourse. And then there are the allies usually are two categories. Either they are genuine believers or they think, okay, let us just let the women do things, or it is an opportunity to get funds. Also, we would like to go to do research and do and make it gender sensitive and things like that. So there are a diversity of categories. Now what I think are the important, we have to focus in, is the young generation of males, because we have to change this, because I noticed that there is now a gap between the girls became more activist and more liberal, and still most of the boys are backward in, let us say, between brackets, in their thinking and their attitudes to girls. And this is going to create a conflict for the girls and problems, even especially at home and when they get married, or for those who are married already. For that reason, we need to focus more now and on the men within maybe in the future. Now, one of my struggles is actually to let Ahfad to have it mixed for at the postgraduate level, at least for the master programs to have it mixed. But still, I have a resistance.
Well, thank you so much. We're coming towards the end of the time we have for this interview for Audioboo. I want to thank you so much for all the work you do and for hosting us, and all the best for the future.
Thank you for having this interview and for visiting us, and thank again for Nora.